What's the point of investing if you won't get rich until you're in your 50s? This is a question I got the other day, and it's something that comes up a lot when I talk to people my age or even younger. My response? So you're not still broke in your 50s. The thing is, the longer you delay starting your investing journey, the more expensive it will be to replace your income with asset income. This exact realization is what inspired me to start making better financial choices. At the age of 12, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Most people are aware of type 2 diabetes, which is more genetic and diet related, but unlike type 2, type 1 is an autoimmune disease and it is not reversible, requiring insulin for every single meal. As I grew up, I became more aware of how expensive medical care and medications can get. That was another inspirational force that got me to take my money game even more seriously. I can't afford to wait and delay improving my financial situation. I had to get smart about it quickly, or I'd risk struggling to pay bills, and with that, my health. The average yearly return of the S&P 500 is 10.2% over the last 30 years. This assumes dividends are reinvested. So let's go over some calculations on how long it would take to hit millionaire status, assuming an average market return of 10% per year. To become a millionaire in 10 years, you'd need to invest $60,000 per year. To become a millionaire in 20 years, you'd need to invest $16,000 per year. To become a millionaire in 30 years, you'd need to invest $6,000 per year. And to become a millionaire in 40 years, you'd need to invest $2,100 per year. The key lesson, the earlier you start investing, the less it will cost you to reach big investment milestones, thanks to compound interest. Even if you can't invest any of those amounts right now, investing anything will always be better than investing nothing. And here's the real point. Time is going to pass either way. So why not make some sort of effort just to make your life financially easier for yourself as time goes on? Maybe you don't know where to start. I get it. There are a lot of different routes to go when it comes to investing. So naturally, it's easy to get overwhelmed. That's exactly why I created my Money Mastery Training a few years ago, to help newer investors build a clear strategy and skip common beginner mistakes. When I first started investing a little over a decade ago, figuring out what to actually invest in was the hardest part. I knew I had to invest, I just didn't know what to actually invest in. What would I tell myself 10 years ago? Well, something I say often on this podcast. Keep things simple. Build a portfolio of index funds like VOO or FXAIX to create a foundation and gain experience. These index funds give you exposure to all of the top companies in the stock market. That way, you don't have to sit around trying to guess which company may or may not do well over the next few years. You can just buy them all and let the entire stock market make you richer as businesses continue to grow and time passes. Many people want to skip the harder levels of investing without mastering the beginning levels. Think of any other profession or sports out there. For example, a basketball player doesn't just magically go from never playing basketball to playing in the NBA. They have to learn and master the foundational skills first. The same applies to investing. And the ironic thing is, the more complex your investing strategy is, the more likely you'll lose money. For that reason, I often tell newer investors to aim to build a $100,000 index fund portfolio before they start testing out the more riskier stuff or the more advanced stuff, like individual stock picking or stock options. By the time you build up a $100,000 stock portfolio via index funds, you'll have a good grasp of the market dynamics, compound interest, and being consistent with investing overall. Yes, it may take you a while to hit that milestone, but while you're in the process of building to that milestone, you'll also be sharpening your investing skills and building an investor mindset. Now let's talk about a new investor's worst fear: stock market crashes and red days. Nobody wants to lose money, The entire reason we are investing is to put our money to work to make us more money. It's important to practice changing your perspective on what red days are. No, it's not cool to see the balances of your investment accounts go down. But those losses aren't official or even real until you hit that sell button. They're only what are called paper losses.
I was in San Diego when the 2020 COVID stock market crash started.
And at first, I thought it was just a typical stock market red day. But then the fear really started to rush into the stock market. The S&P 500 fell 7% in a single day, triggering a circuit breaker, which halted trading for 15 minutes. On that day, $2.69 trillion in market valuation was wiped out. That was a tough time to be an investor. On one end, there was so much uncertainty about the future and the state of the economy, which was about to face a lot of turbulence due to the pandemic. But on the other end, there was some massive sales and opportunities going on. And the craziest part is 5 months later, the S&P 500 index was back at all-time highs, making that crash one of the fastest stock market recoveries on record. The thing is, there is always going to be a stock market crash on the horizon. If we look back at history, stock market crashes occur every 5 to 7 years, so they are normal and to be expected. The thing is, they are nearly impossible to predict. If they were predictable, we'd all become billionaires pretty quickly. That's why time in the market always beats trying to time the market. Stocks are said to take the escalators up and the elevator down. Now, it might sound smart to just wait to buy stocks until they're lower again, but that lower point could end up being way higher as the stock market does its thing. For example, even if you bought stocks at the all-time highs right before the 2008 stock market crash or the 2020 stock market crash, you'd still be sitting on a big pile of profit right now, today. And it's for that reason, the real move is to buy and own assets for as long as possible. The richest people in the world own the most assets. The real game that's being played right here is an asset ownership game. That's why you should be focused on stacking up as many assets as humanly possible, especially if you're younger. At the end of the day, the cost of building long-term profits is dealing with short-term uncertainty. That's the trade-off of building compounded gains. The big money is made by holding great assets over long periods of time. Well, thank you for being an active listener to the Market Hustle podcast. If you found this podcast episode helpful, do me a favor and share it with a few people who you think would enjoy it. The more we can help each other learn these important financial concepts, the sooner we can all elevate and grow together. Well, that's it for episode 19. I'll see you all back next week for another Market Hustle episode. And if you have any questions or feedback based on this specific episode, feel free to send me a message at The Market Hustle on Instagram. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. If you feel just like I do, link up, come and join this crew. Hey, I'ma go invest and I'ma watch my money double. Take it to another level with that Market Hustle. Hey, always play it smart. You ain't dealing with a sucker. Take it to another level with that Market Hustle. I'ma hustle, hustle 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 with that Market Hustle. Go.